migrate or starve.
KX935. I got to tell you, it's been a week. It's been a hectic week for me. And when I get into the studio, this is my downtime. It's time to do what I love to do, just to immerse myself in what I love. It's the music, of course. Oi, oi, I'm Steve the Ruckus Whelan, and on tonight's show, I have a special guest, Thrill. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Great to be in the studio with you. And this actually came about by accident. A guy called Dallas Ramirez, who I've been dealing with through an auction. I've been auctioning off one of my cars. And he's like, hey, man, have you heard of this great DJ? And I'm like, no, what's his name? And he's like, hey, it's Thrill. I'm like, no, hook me up and let's see what's going on. How do you know Dallas?
Dallas has just been one of the guys that's always been so supportive of me, and we've just kind of kept in contact through Facebook, which is, you know, kind of the way a lot of relationships work these days. So yeah. Dallas is a great guy.
Yeah, so we've all got those acquaintances. So anyway, this time it paid off. You got a special mix for us tonight. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us what's on the mix?
Yeah, it's a bunch of, tech house, techno. I have my Madonna remix of Ghost Town in there as well, so... Yeah, just a lot of good stuff for you guys. Good way to start out your Saturday night.
Nice, nice. You know, usually on my show, I throw in a bit of news, you know, a couple of updates here and there, some station IDs. But talking to you when you came in the studio before we even got on the air, you've got so many stories, so we're just going to skip all that. We'll get straight down to your mix. We'll come back. We'll learn about you, what you've been up to. You got some big names on your roster, so I appreciate that. Let's get into the mix. The first track is Madonna with Ghost Town. This is the Thrill remix on Interscope Records.
Come on.
stereophonic sound. So our journey takes us into the field of music.
To Thrill on Laguna Limelight. I am, of course, the Ruckus. This is KX93.5. Let's get to know Thrill a little bit, sir. Where are you from? Give us a quick rundown.
Well, technically, I'm from Los Angeles now, but by way of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, so born and bred in Texas?
Yes, grew up a Southern gentleman.
And nice.
Moved out here to go to university.
You're a big lad, too, man.
Yeah, man.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1", about 2'10".
6'1".
Yeah, about 2'10".
That's cool. So you moved to L.A. when?
I moved to L.A. when I was 18 years old, and I've been out here ever since. Never thought about leaving whatsoever. I've done a few stints of living over in Europe, but,
yeah,
you know, can't beat this weather. And you have it pretty good here.
I tell you, Laguna Beach, you can't beat it. I'm from Coventry, which is right in the middle of England. Rains all the time. So as soon as I came to, like, the West Coast, I mean, I lived on the East Coast for a while. As soon as I came to the West Coast, it's like, I am staying here.
Yeah, for those of you that haven't been by this studio, I mean, you can see the water by taking a few steps out. So.
You know what? That's exactly it. Anyone that comes in this studio, just they don't want to leave, you know, because in the daytime, the ocean's like right there.
Oh, I'm crashing tonight.
You can. I've got the key. I'll lock you in and I'll let you out in the morning.
You'll come out. We'll come out tomorrow with some more music.
That's cool. So tell us about the first track, Madonna, Ghost Town.
Oh, that was the second remix I did for her. The first was Living for Love. And then, you know, we agreed to do another remix. And it was Ghost Town. And, you know, I started that track and it just kind of took on a life of its own. And everyone was super happy about it. And the remix EP for Ghost Town included some just amazing producers. Don Diablo, which you've already mentioned tonight.
Yeah.
Armand Van Helden.
Wow.
And Roger Sanchez and myself and a few
others.
Nice,
other man. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was a huge, looking back on my career to think that Madonna has been such a major part of it. It's just been such a blessing. She's just incredible at getting fans to connect with her music.
And she actually got a hold of you to do the remix, correct?
We have, my manager has worked with her on a lot of different projects, and that's how my music got put in front of her, and she gave me the opportunity.
Nice.
And, you know, we capitalized on it.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
And is there any defining moment in your career where you decided to actually become a musician, producer?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, growing up in Texas, you know, you really start out listening to country and Western music.
Yeah, I do too with my mom and dad.
And, you know, I did grow up on that. And then I think, you know, in thinking about coming to Los Angeles and just over time, like, my room just consistently filled and filled with vinyls and tapes, and I kept listening to them, and I would hear things that other people didn't hear in the music.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One thing led to another, and, you know, here we are today.
Yeah, nice, man. That's a good story. You know, I always tell my story, too. I just got a free CD with Virtual DJ on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what does this do?
Gotta use
it. You know, and then it just, I just snowballed from there.
Yeah.
You must have a ton of equipment now then, right?
You know, I've gone through a lot. I've lost a lot of money over the years.
Yeah.
Definitely. But, you know, now I use two CDJ 2000s and a DJM 2000 mixer.
Nice. Nice.
I do have some of the Traktor set up from before, but yeah, I have dust on a lot of my equipment. So
can you tell me what your first piece of equipment was?
My first piece of equipment was Virtual DJ, right?
Well, that software, but mine came with a
Technique 1200s.
Yeah. Me, I had like a little controller. It's like a Hercules MK3 or something.
Yeah, I went right in.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. You must have some cash then.
No, I wouldn't go that far. It was more about like, how far can my credit take me?
Do you still have those original turntables?
I do not. I should.
But you have turntables though still, right?
I use this. I have CDJ 2000.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I have now.
All right. Well, let's get back to the music, man. What's in the background?
I think we are moving into One Triple D right now. I think we just finished with What You Playing by Nicole Madaber, and now we're into One Triple D. I played two tracks by Juan. He's one of my favorite producers right now. I think we went with La Cosa Esa is the next one up.
Yeah, okay. All right. This is KX935. You're listening to The Ruckus right here with Thrill, Laguna Limelight. We'll be right back. You're in the mix with Thrill on KX93.5. Quick question. You have a record label.
I do. It's called Migrator Starve Records.
Yeah. And tell the audience who's listening about the name, where it came from.
Migrator Starve is actually from the Serengeti Plains of East Africa. It's kind of like a kill or be killed, top of the food chain type situation.
Yeah.
I think it really kind of, you know, started out about, you know, if you stay in one place too long, you're either going to starve in a desert like that, or if you stay in one place too long, there's a chance a predator could come get you.
Yeah.
So it actually stems from an old IMAX movie, Africa, the Serengeti, which is narrated by James Earl Jones.
Is it like a documentary or something?
It is, yeah.
James Earl Jones, he narrates everything.
He does, and he sounds awesome.
Yeah, he does.
Darth Vader.
You class yourself as a producer first, DJ second.
Yes.
Who else is on your label?
We have a bunch of different producers. Myself, you know, I started the label as a way to give people an opportunity that I felt I wasn't getting when I was coming up, sending countless demos to so many different labels with getting no replies on good records. So we have a bunch of younger guys. Some of the guys that we have right now, one artist is called The Blue.
The Blue.
An amazing electronic artist. Roger Sisto is from Brazil. Macachio is from Russia. And we've had remixes from some larger artists like Kissy Sellout.
Okay, so if I wanted to listen to some of their tracks, do you have a SoundCloud page?
Yeah, it's Migrator Starve.
Migrator Starve on SoundCloud, sorry?
Yes, it is.
Very cool, very cool. So do I need to ask you who your favorite producer is?
It's the blue.
The blue.
I love everyone else, but I got to tell you, he is he's really blowing my mind. He sent me a record yesterday that we are super excited about.
How many tracks has he had on your label?
He's just released one. It was called XOXO, and then this next one that's coming out is going to be even better. So we're really looking forward to it.
And you're telling me you also are going to produce a video for it?
We are. Yeah, we were actually just talking about that on the way up here. You know, San Clemente Beach. Dark. Let's just say that there are going to be some Hawaiian dancers with flames.
Like it. Let's get back to the music. Can you tell me what's in the background? Is it still Juan Didi or is it Uto Karim?
I think it's Uto Karim that's coming on right now with Ramiro Lopez with Breaking. And yeah, we're just finishing up Juan Triple D La Cosa Essa.
Nice. Thanks. We'll get back to you soon, guys. In the meantime, actually, I always forget to tell you, if you want to call or request, say hi, you can call or text us at 949-715-5936. Either way, we'll get your message. Hit us up. Let us know what you're doing. You're listening to a mix by Thrill, especially for Laguna Limelight. I want to give a quick shout out to the KX93 crew. Tonight is their fundraiser, the KXclusive, of course, featuring Chris Barron from the Spin Doctors and the 133 band, local guys from around Laguna Beach. I know they're having a great time. They've got delicious food, silent auction, and craft beers. If you wanted to go, it's too late. It was a sellout. Maybe next year, keep your eyes out, or should I say, keep your ears open. Thrill, let's talk about your music.
Yes.
You've had a couple of releases on Beatport.
I have.
Tell us about them.
Yeah, sure. You know, in fact, we've had 7 consecutive top 10s on Beatport. I had a number one record called Where Is the Love, which came out last summer, and a record called My House Is House, which is probably my most critically acclaimed tune.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was played by a bunch of big guys, you know, Roger Sanchez, Nick Fanciulli,
okay.
You know, people like that.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Excellent. I mean, the more you get your music out, I mean, the better it is for you.
Yeah, in fact, it's, you know, I'm giving all of my music away for free now.
Really? Where can I get it from?
You can get it on my SoundCloud.
Okay, what's the address?
I Am Thrill. So, I Am Thrill.
IAMTHRILL.
Yeah, I just made every track on there available for free download, other than the Madonna remixes, because I don't own, you know, copyright to those. But
yeah.
Everyone else is on there for free.
No, you know what? If there's one thing I love, I mean, I'm a member of a lot of different groups on Facebook and that. For me, when I come on the air or when I make a mix, they're the first tracks that I pick because, you know, they're not so much that I don't have to buy them. I just, if it's free, it actually entices me to go there and give it a listen.
Yes.
You know, most of the time, the members on Facebook that I follow, I just love their music. Anytime you post one.
Yeah,
you can guarantee I'll be playing it in one of my mixes somewhere.
I sure appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about free music these days. You definitely need to have the label to get yourself out there and get some other DJs playing your tunes. But after a track's been out for a week, you know, I usually will give it away for free. I know some people would hate to hear me say that.
You know what? A lot of people are doing it now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you have to. It's just the way that technology has evolved, like you and I were talking about before. I think people need to get the music for free. Very few people are paying for music these days, and it's just kind of, you know, it is what it is,
yeah.
And, you know, you got to change with the times, you know, migrate or starve.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, if they're going to steal music, say, off YouTube or something using a converter, the quality is not that good.
If you're going to steal my music to DJ, please just take it from my SoundCloud.
But that's what I'm saying, you know, you're going to load a good quality,
yes.
High definition track,
and
so
I'll
they don't have to go steal it, and if they're going to play it, it's going to sound like crap, and they're going to go, who's this guy? He can't mix. You know, the equalization's all off.
And listen, if you want to message me, I'll send you the wave too.
You know? There you go. Tell me some of the names you've worked with. Besides Madonna, of course.
Yeah, I mean, Madonna just kind of set off a chain reaction of a lot of different people that, you know, have put some projects in play for right now. Right now, I just finished a record that was produced by Quincy Jones. I remixed it for him.
Wow.
You know, so we're waiting to hear back on release dates and, you know, back and forth. And currently, I'm working on a remix for Azalea Banks.
Okay.
So, you know, same type of deal. You get the parts, you do the work, and then you send it out. And, you know, you go feedback back and forth. And, yeah, hopefully they all get accepted and approved and sent out.
I tell you, you don't get any higher than Quincy Jones, man.
Well, you know, it was funny because a few people mentioned to me with the Madonna stuff. They said, well, what are you going to do next? I just kind of threw my hands in there like, where can I go from here, right?
Well, you're going higher.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's you know, it was an amazing record that he had produced back in 1967. They've kind of revamped it. It's called You Don't Own Me.
All right.
And, you know, it doesn't have a release date yet, but the work is done and it's been submitted to the people. And, yeah, we're just waiting to kind of hear back.
And that's the lead singer on that track is who?
Her name is Grace.
I thought it was Leslie Gore.
She was the original.
Oh, okay.
She sung it in 1967.
You're doing the remix. Okay.
And so Grace resung it and it
gotcha,
released.
Gotcha.
And it hit number one on Spotify Viral. So it it's a big record.
Nice, man. You're definitely going places. That's cool. Any other big names? Steve Angelo's your mate.
You know what? Steve is one of the big influences that really got me to kind of understand, you know, thinking outside the box musically. And if you look at what he's done, you know, with his label size, I think you'll find in the next 6 months to a year, They're even going to be putting out rock and roll music. So
really?
Yeah. You know, I think he's always kind of been ahead of his time and ahead of his curve ahead of the curve. So, you know, Steve was a big influence in getting me out to Ibiza or Ibiza or yeah. Ibiza.
Depending I say on Ibiza. What, you guys say right? Ibiza.
Ibiza, 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 whatever yeah. it is, man. It's a great island. And that's where you can just go and lose yourself in the music.
And you spent time out there.
I did. You know, I spent 2 summers there. And I have to tell you, those are the best 2 summers of my life.
Really?
I wasn't out there trying to do music. I was out there just learning and, you know, soaking in the culture.
Yeah.
And I came
yeah.
back to L.A. and I kind of looked around and there just isn't the house music scene, or there wasn't at the time. And even now, you know, it's starting to kind of slowly come around.
Yeah.
And, you know, EDM, you know, is fantastic music and is definitely an entry point into other genres. So, you know, when you go to those big festivals
yeah.
and you look around at the main stage, you're also hearing music from other smaller stages.
Exactly.
And if you kind of venture around, you start to kind of see that there is a lot of other music out there within the house music culture.
Talking about festivals, do you go to festivals, many of them?
I do. You know, you and I were talking about this before. I just got back from Miami last month. You know, I didn't play Ultra, obviously, but you know, I did play a few events around Ultra.
Okay.
So one of the best things to do when there is a festival in town as
yeah.
a DJ is to book shows at the clubs around the festival.
Oh, because, interesting.
You know, the festival started, you know, EDC Las Vegas being the next one.
Yeah.
They go 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., I believe.
That's correct, yeah.
And, you know, then you have parties that you can go DJ
after
at 7
parties.
In the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, last year I had a slot from 7 a.m. to noon. You know, I went to bed and I got up and had an espresso and a granola bar.
Well, let me tell you, were there people there, though, at that
yeah.
time in the morning?
There were some zombies.
They were just ready to go?
People needed some sleep.
Tell me about your worst ever gig.
Oh. Well, there's been a few. So, you know, you definitely have to have the never, ever quit attitude, right?
Yeah.
I've had a gig that was so bad that while I was DJing, I was able to order a drink from the bartender by yelling.
Yeah.
It was him, myself, and a gentleman cleaning. And when I ran off the decks to get my drink,
right.
I'm thinking, well, hey, at least I'm DJing. I'm going to get a free drink.
Right, DJs always get free drinks.
Right, right. And he charged me for it.
No so way.
I paid for the drink while I was DJing.
Oh, mad.
So, yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Yeah, you know what? We've all been there in those empty houses. But I don't think I've had to pay for a drink. So
you know
you
what?
Got one up on me.
I'll tell you what. It just really humbles you and it makes you appreciate all the good people you have in your career. It
there
motivates you,
you
to work hard. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the music. And great music will always overcome anything.
Excellent. You're listening to Thrill on KX93.5. I'm the Ruckus. Let's get back to the music on Laguna Limelight. We'll be right back. This is Laguna Limelight, of course. It's Saturday night, getting you in the mood to go out dancing. I'm the Ruckus, here with Thrill. We were talking earlier, let me turn this down a bit. You're a producer, software of choice?
Ableton. I started out on Logic, but I've seen the light with Ableton.
So, Logic, tried any others, like Fruity Loops or...?
No, never started with Fruity Loops. You know, I've worked with Pro Tools in the studio before when you're working with, you know, certain engineers. But for me personally, you know, in the studio, I use Ableton for everything.
When you knuckle down and you've got an idea for a remix, how long does it usually take you?
You know, the main groove can take you a couple of days to just kind of get going. But I would say a full track, I'd need 7 full days. You know, yeah. I really like to perfect every second of the song as much you can. You know, you're never going to be finished. I think, you know, you just do your best job. You know?
Let me ask you about all the technology that's out there these days. Everyone's jumping on the producer, quote unquote, bandwagon.
Sure. Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
At the end of the day, it's all about the music. You know, I don't have a problem if someone starts making music right now while we're talking.
Yeah.
And in an hour, they send us a track that blows the world away.
Yeah.
Good on them. You know,
I'm with you on that one.
You know, it's all about just putting in the work. But there's so much more to music now than just making good records. I think the business now has evolved into, you know, being a brand. It's like keeping your social media active.
Yeah.
You know, doing DJ mixes, showing up, playing.
It's a full-time job.
It is a full-time job. There's really no just kind of casual, you know, way to get into music. But I'm all for all the production stuff going on.
But there's also, you also made a point during the break that you can be the best technical DJ in the world, beat match to perfection, EQs, balance, blah, blah,
right.
blah, but then you suck.
Well, you know, I think the way that I look at it is that, you know, you can have a guy that can play on 6 decks, they're all vinyl, dancing around, jumping around, but the music's bad. And then you can have someone that'll go out there and play on Traktor,
right.
have everything completely beat matched, or Ableton, where the set's basically planned,
yeah.
and they play to a crowd, and the music's amazing.
Because it's spot on. It's
right.
what the crowd want.
When I go to a nightclub, I want to go and have a great time with my friends,
yeah.
have a few drinks,
right.
meet a girl, bring a girl. You know, it's all about the music. So who cares what they play on? As long as everyone's having a good time and they put in the work, that's all that matters.
Hey, man. You're preaching. I like what you're saying.
No, right?
I like what you're saying. You know what? You kind of remind me a little bit. I'm getting the Cascade vibe from you.
Oh yeah.
You kind of got a little bit of a. You almost sound like him in voice. You've almost got like the looks of him too.
Okay.
So I'm getting
cool.
a Cascade vibe. Just
it's
to
a major
let you know.
Compliment.
Yeah, he's a good guy actually too.
He is.
Okay. You know, we're running out of time. Let's listen to a little bit more of the mix you made for us. We'll come back. You can tell us what your SoundCloud, Facebook, all that good stuff, how
Great.
We can get a hold of you.
Cool.
You're listening to Laguna Limelight on KX93.5. You've been listening to Thrill in the Mix. Why can't I hear myself? Here we go. So technical. Thrill, thank you so much, man.
I really appreciate being here, Steve.
Hey, I thank you for taking the time out to make the mix for us.
My pleasure.
We've been talking a lot over it. I'm sorry about that. But you had so much to say. We had so much to do. Had a great time with you in studio. Hope you had a good time too.
Likewise, my friend.
Real quick before you go, SoundCloud page again.
Yeah, it's I Am Thrill. Facebook, SoundCloud, and my website's iamthrill.com. So everything I Am Thrill.
Okay, and real quick, have any gigs coming up where someone can actually come see you?
I do. Yeah, if you're going to be in St. Louis, Missouri next Saturday night, I am playing at Horizon at Harry's. That's my next show.
Is it totally your show or are you,
yes,
you supporting somebody?
No, I play 12 to 2. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Prime time, great.
Absolutely.
Well, dude, good luck with your career, man.
Thank you so
onwards
much.
Onwards and upwards.
Likewise, my friend.
Thank you. Coming up next, Scott David with 2 hours of Melodic Tronic. If you want to listen to this podcast again, just go to kx935.com/podcast. It'll be up on the website probably Monday. Give me some time to tweak it and upload it. You can download it again, listen online to any of the shows on KX935. This is The Ruckus. You've been listening to Laguna Limelight. It's been a pleasure, guys. Cheers. Good night.
Or starve.